Once again, for media members on the call, if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive win for you guys again on Saturday as you go on the road and defeat Maine 26-7, seven wins in your last eight now for you guys. Talk about the game on Saturday and what impressed you about your team's effort.
Well, I guess I could start what didn't impress us. First of all, we fumbled a punt on our 20-yard line, which put our defense up against the wall. And then we had two punts blocked. And then we had a kickoff return against us for a touchdown and had an extra point blocked. So in all the years that I've been coaching, I don't think I've ever had those four things happen in the same game. Talk about kicking mistakes. I mean, we had enough for a year in that one game. I mean, it's miraculous that we even won the game. Maine is a tough out, especially up there. And I thought they played really well. It was one of those games where, you know, you better hang on, which we did in the first quarter, and, you know, barely got a field goal, which, you know, was surprising because we haven't been great at kicking field goals, but our guy kicked two, 141 and 143, which was, you know, phenomenal for us. And, you know, then we had a drive at the end of the half and put it in to make it 10-0, so I felt a little comfortable. You know, then we kicked off to start the second half, and their guy ran it back, I don't know, 90-some yards for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, you know, it was 10-7, and you're in Maine in November, and a lot of bad things can happen up there. So we were fortunate that our defense came to play. Maine did a great job on our running game. We couldn't run inside, and we couldn't run outside. We couldn't run the ball, which we do for a living. So, you know, Zach Bednarczyk had a great game throwing the ball. You know, he threw three touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards, and was pinpoint accurate, and he hit everybody in stride. So, you know, it added up to our passing game saved us, and Zach played the best game of his career, I think. So, you know, we were fortunate to get out of there with a victory.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, coach. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Let's talk about the two quarterbacks in this Saturday's game, Bednarczyk and Shore. From what you've seen on Brian Shore from last year and, of course, into this year, how similar are these two quarterbacks? Both can run, and as you talked about Bednarczyk being accurate with his passing game Saturday, both can throw the ball fairly effectively. So how comparative are the two?
Well, I think they're very comparable. I mean, both of them are really tremendous players. They're the dual-threat quarterback that can run and throw. I think Brian has a little more savvy because he's been around a little longer. I mean, he's really crafty, and he just exudes confidence. And I think Zach is starting to have that same type of swagger. You know, it just doesn't matter for either of these guys. It can be rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to perform. And if they can't throw it, they'll figure it out how to run it. And they're both real good at finding people on the run, especially Brian Shore. I mean, he's done a great job with that. You know, I must have watched the JMU, you know, Richmond game five times and just continued to be amazed at how long he keeps plays going. So, I mean, I think it's a matchup of two really, really good quarterbacks and, you know, two football teams that are on a hard charge. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about the game. Thank God it's at Villanova.
And lastly, Coach, what's been the biggest key component to the success your defense has had this year?
Well, we are very well coached. Billy Crocker is our defensive coordinator, and he's a young guy with a lot of fire and zip. And we have, you know, a real good pass rush group up front. Pigneaux and O'Brien O'Shea are really good players on the edge. I think we have some very good secondary kids that can run. And our linebacker core is solid. So, you know, we at times do bend, but we haven't broken that much. And we haven't given up a lot of big plays. And I think that's the big thing. You know, if people are going to score on us, they're going to have to drive 75 or 65 yards. At least that's the way it's been. Now, with JMU, I mean, with Abdullah, I mean, he can rip one off in a heartbeat. Sure, can throw an 80-yard touchdown in a heartbeat. So, I mean, we have to make sure that whatever they get against us, they have to earn. And so that's kind of the way our defense, you know, has been moving along. It's, you know, it's. I think the biggest thing is we can run. And in the CAA, you have to be able to run because everybody has a pretty good skill set.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. Just following up on the question about Brian Short. Do you have to, I guess, add another defender to spy him? Did you have to change anything you guys do defensively just because of what he brings with the run and the passing game?
Yeah, I think so. That always is a problem for any defense where you're playing a quarterback that can pull it down and run, because he can either get him back on schedule or ahead of schedule. And I think your defense has to be cognizant of a guy like that rather than a pocket guy who hangs in there and you know where he's going to throw it from. That's what makes him such a terrific quarterback and so dangerous. So, you know, and that's not easy to spy him, because if you're going to spy him, you're going to give up some coverage as well. So, you know, you're betwixt and between, and I think you heard a couple of the other coaches talk about, you know, how they tried to defend him. And truth of the matter is, there's no really good way to defend him. I think probably you're going to have to try and score as many points as JMU scores to stay in the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from Eric Watkins with thebusports.com.
Good morning, Coach. My question is perhaps a similar line of questioning to what you just had. Against Maine, your defense really did a wonderful job. What do you think the keys are for your defense against JMU to try to slow them down with the kind of points they've been putting up on the board?
Well, I think we've got to be able to run the football. We certainly couldn't do it Saturday. So, you know, we've got to be able to take some time off the clock and keep the ball out of his hands. That's the first thing you're going to try to do. But, you know, I don't know. Richmond got in a shooting match with them, you know, and Richmond has the kind of skill set to do that. I don't think we have that kind of skill set here. You know, I think we're going to have to keep the game somewhere in the teens or 20s, low 20s, to have a chance. Because, you know, we're not a high-volume scoring outfit. I think we average 25 points a game, and I think we're giving up 12. So, you know, it's one of those deals, a great offense against a really, really good defense. And, you know, their defense is very good as well. So, I mean, it's a championship game, and I think it's one of those games where, you're gonna see two really good teams go at it, and you know, not even to mention turnovers. I mean, you turn the ball over one time, you could be in harm's way with this team.
Thanks, Coach. Best luck.
Thanks.
Andy, you touched on turnovers, and that was certainly a big deal for you guys on Saturday against Maine. You guys forced the four turnovers. I think most of them in the red zone, including a couple picks from Rob Roll, and then the stop on the fake field goal. Talk about your defense's ability to come up in big in some tough situations there.
Well, I think that's the athleticism that you need to have when you're up against the wall. We certainly were up against the wall in the red zone for sure. And I think the main quarterback is still developing. And you know, he threw some balls he probably wished he didn't. I don't think Brian Shore is going to do that. I think he knows exactly where he's going to go with the ball, because you're playing against the elite quarterback in the league. So, you know, we're going to have to put a pretty good rush on him. And really, the receivers from JMU are excellent. So, You know, we have a load on our hands for sure.
Well, I'll let you go. You talked about what a great day Zach had and throwing for 326 and to eight different receivers, and one of the guys on the receiving end of a couple of them, and I know Coach Harris Simiak talked about him, was your tight end Ryan Bell, career high 58 yards and the two touchdown catches. Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Zach played the best game of his career. He was laser sharp, and he'd been laser sharp all week. He just looked great in practice. You know, I think he got away from the concussion. I think his head is clear, and he was just throwing the ball with great authority. Ryan Bell is a half-breed tight end slash receiver, so he's not that big guy that's going to knock you off the ball, but he can get open, and he's got great hands. He made two phenomenal catches in the game, so he's become quite a weapon for us in the middle of our offense.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bye.